Welcome to the Dynasty Dads Podcast. Football, rankings, debates, dad stuff, with your host, Justin Williams and Matt Renshaw.
And welcome everyone to this edition of the Dynasty Dads Podcast. I am your host, Justin Williams, and with me, as always, my good friend, Matt Renshaw. Matt, how are you today?
Today's been a weird day.
A weird day.
Weird day. So we don't have our kids. We don't have our oldest kids right now.
You lost them?
In-laws took them on a trip.
Oh, where'd they go?
Branson, Missouri.
Worst part of Missouri.
There's more than one?
That's fair.
So I don't know. Kansas City's good. They have nice sports teams, and we've been down a couple of times. No, so they're in Branson. So my alarm clock, which is my kids that wake up at 6 o'clock every morning, is gone. So I got to sleep in this morning, which felt weird, and wake up late. And we obviously still have the baby. So it's like, oh my gosh, we have one kid. People with one kid don't realize how easy having one kid is when you have three kids. Like, you know, it's going to get harder, but then when you get like a break, you're like, oh my gosh, we complained about having one kid.
Right.
Like, I'll never complain about having one kid.
Well, you won't ever now.
It's true.
You're kind of locked in at this point, you know?
Yeah. We're on an off day. We're recording earlier and
a day late, but earlier in the day. Yeah. The wife took the wife and mother-in-law took the kids out to dinner and do a little errand running. But yeah. Before we get too deep into that, Matt, we need to mention we are brought to you by DynastyTradeCalculator.com.
Stop guessing. Start calculating.
The number one resource anyone should be using for their Dynasty trade needs. My family story, Matt, goes a little something like this.
Okay.
My wife bought our little one, who's three, a little – have you seen those tubes of like mini M&Ms you can buy at the store?
Yes.
Usually they're like, yeah, wherever. Snackies. So yeah. She's munching on these all day. Dinner time is here, and I'm putting dishes away. The wife is washing dishes. I'm putting dishes away, and my daughter runs off for these M&Ms, and she can't open the top of this bottle. So she's had me every time she wants to eat them. She has me open them.
Right.
Which is fine. We did this all day though. Okay. Or all afternoon, whatever. So I'm not paying attention. She runs into the room and she says, Daddy, can you open this? And so I grab it. I'm not even thinking. And I open it up and then water spills all over the place. She literally went to the bathroom, filled this tube up with water, and then pranked me at 3 years old.
But you're doing dishes. You're already wet.
Well, I was putting them away.
Oh, okay.
I'm the dryer in this situation.
Oh, so you're not.
I wasn't mad. I was actually impressed, to be honest with you. I thought that was pretty cool for a three-year-old. It's like, whoa. Pranked.
She got you.
Got me good.
So did Carson tell her how to do it or?
No. I'm pretty confident she did it all on her own.
Nice.
3 years old, man.
Yeah. They get smarter and smarter.
Just like their dad. So yeah. How's your fantasy seasons going? It's playoff time.
I don't want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about it.
You want to jinx me. That's what you want to do.
Oh. Okay.
I'm in three money leagues and the Scott Fish Bowl, and I'm the number one seed in all three money leagues. I have a bye this week, and I got a bye the first round of Scott Fish Bowl, so I'm bound to go down in flames in the next 2 weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
I am in like seven leagues this year, and you know me, during this offseason, I kept telling you, not even paying attention. We're not going to have a season. It's not going to happen. Didn't even bother. We went into our league of record, like redraft league, and I remember telling you I've done zero research, no right. mocks, nothing. I this is the first year I'm not making playoffs in any league.
What?
Yep, a lot of them are six seed playoffs, and I came in seventh in I think three, got edged out. So yeah, I can't believe it.
Ouch.
First year, I went in blind.
Even your four sport,
Even the four sport. The four sport was one I just barely missed the cutoff. Not that it matters. There's a team in there that's just undefeated, but yeah, just terrible season for me.
Yikes.
Terrible season.
That's not good.
So
you know the common denominator on all my teams.
What's that?
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
I have Mahomes on all the teams that I got a first round, except for the Scott Fishbowl one.
Yeah. Pretty solid.
Yeah.
Kind of a good quarterback.
He kind of helps.
Yeah. He's no Elway, but.
Well, he doesn't complain about the sound in Arrowhead either.
Speaking of great quarterbacks, ESPN's Adam Schefter reports the Eagles have benched quarterback Carson Wentz for Week 14 against the Saints. Rookie Jalen Hurts will start. The Eagles had really no other choice after Wentz completely bottomed out against the Packers, completing just one pass for 8 yards to wide receivers in roughly 38 minutes of play. Completing 57.4% of his throws and averaging an awful 6 yards per attempt, Wentz has just one more passing touchdown, than interception. He's currently up to 16 touchdowns on the season. He has seen an historic drop in his quarterback rating, which we talked about last week, one of the worst ever for a multi-year starter under the age of 30. The Saints are a ferocious defense, yielding the second fewest yards from scrimmage per game while also sitting fourth in sacks per game. Playoffs for most leagues. I got to ask, Matt, I think I know the answer. You can't possibly start Jalen Hurts this week, right?
No. Are you starting with this one on purpose?
Yes.
Like, you know that I think Hurts is going to bust. The only thing that's going to save Hurts is his
start
leg.
Start hot, you know.
He doesn't throw. He's not a good thrower. He played in the Big 12 where defense is optional. He ran. That's why he's going to succeed, because the Eagles have no offensive line. They don't block for anybody. He can run around. That's what's going to save him. Didn't you call him Taysom Hill Jr.? Or Taysom Hill Light?
No, that was not me. I don't think very highly of Taysom Hill. And I'm probably wrong, but I just don't.
I love Taysom Hill.
But so, a little mini name game. Jalen Hurts or Taysom Hill?
Taysom Hill. Oh, my gosh.
By far.
Easily.
Right now,
there's better weapons. There's a better head coach. There's a better offensive line. He's been the top three quarterbacks since he took over.
Carson Wentz or Jalen Hurts?
Dynasty?
Yeah, that's what we talk about here.
Absolutely Wentz.
Okay.
No question. If I had Hurts, I'd be selling like crazy right now.
Whoa. What makes you say that about Jalen Hurts? We've talked about this. I don't really understand your rationale.
I don't think he throws well. He can run. That's fine. That's great. I think the Eagles are seeing what they've got in him, because more than likely they're going to have a top 10 pick, an opportunity to take an actual quarterback with their first-round pick. So they might as well see what they've got in Hurts. Hurts is great in Madden. He's awesome. He runs around really well. Throws good dinks and dunk passes. But, no, I don't think he's a long-term answer for Philly. I don't think he's a long-term answer for fantasy owners. I don't see it.
Well, his ceiling's always going to be capped with the way that offensive line is. Let's be honest.
It's like Dallas, their offensive line's awful right now. Dalton is capped at what he can do. You're going to take sacks.
Red Rockets.
Dalton is no hurt. He can't run, but.
The NFL Network's Ian Rapoport reports that Drew Brees is targeting a Week 15 return. Brees is, quote-unquote, progressing well, but won't practice much this week. The Saints may try to ramp him up Thursday to see how he responds. But let's see. But returning Week 14 looks unlikely. Coach Sean Payton has said there's no time frame for Brees' return, with a playoff spot locked up and Taysom Hill undefeated in 3 starts. The Saints can't afford to move Brees slowly. Matt, turn your volume down. First of all, I'm hearing pops. Sorry. Another question for you. Taysom Hill, trade value in a standard dynasty format, go.
One quarterback?
Yeah.
I would have no problem paying a second for him, but I think that's high. I'm higher on Taysom Hill than most. I think he's the heir apparent. I think he's proven that he can be a top quarterback for fantasy governors.
There you go.
Yeah, I would have no problem paying a second, but I don't think people would pay. I think people would pay maybe a late second, especially in one quarterback leagues. Obviously, quarterback value is a little diminished there. But
well, let me tell you what DynastyTradeCalculator.com.
Stop guessing. Start calculating.
has them going for it. They have them going for a 2021 third round pick.
See, I would overpay then. I wouldn't trade him for a third.
I think most people would. And here's why. Taysom Hill is the third highest scoring quarterback in fantasy football since taking over the Saints starting job 3 okay. weeks ago.
Yep.
Hill has had the most Hill had his most complete game as a starter against the Falcons in week 13.
Well, last week. Yep.
Yep, passing for 232 yards and two scores to go along with an 83 yards on the ground. Only Deshaun Watson and Kirk Cousins have outscored Hill over the past 3 weeks.
Isn't that funny? Kirk Cousins. People giving up on that guy too.
Yeah. The power of QB rushing production can't be overstated. Hill is 13th in passing yardage in his 3 starts, but has 178 yards and 4 touchdowns on the ground. Nearly 60% of his fantasy production has come via the rush. If Drew Brees can't come back for the Saints week 14 game against the Eagles, which it seems very unlikely, Hill will remain a QB1 option with a pretty damn sturdy floor. The question is going to be next week. If you're in the playoffs and you have Taysom Hill, you've been riding this high to get into the playoffs, what do you do?
If he's playing, you start him. Easy. No?
Probably. I have a hard time.
There's
a lot of rumors going around that Drew Brees, this is it.
This is it.
I have a hard time imagining the Saints having a healthy Drew Brees in week 15 sitting there watching Taysom Hill play.
Yeah, he's not. No, when Brees is healthy, he'll come back.
Okay.
But
if you're a Taysom Hill governor and you don't have much of a backup plan, you need to get on it. And it's tough at quarterback.
Let's play a name game.
Okay.
I'll give you 3.
Sure.
Okay, Taysom Hill. Next year.
No, we're playing Dynasty Rules.
Okay, well, that's what I mean, but not the rest of this year because two of these guys have no value this year. Okay. Taysom Hill, Teddy Bridgewater,
Taysom
Hill. Jameis Winston.
Oh, Taysom Hill all the way.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't expect you to say that.
No. If you would have asked me like 3 weeks ago, I would have said Winston. Eat that
wow.
Bit. Yeah. Not wow. a big Bridgewater believer. I think Bridgewater is a stopgap quarterback for that team. Like, I think they're going to move on as soon as they have a
chance. I think they're going to draft somebody. Yeah. Now.
ESPN's Jordan Renan probably. Reports that Daniel Jones is expected to play in Week 14 against the Cards. Jones was close to playing as a game-time decision last week, barring a setback. He'll return after missing just one game. Getting Jones back is a boost for Darius Slayton and the entire pass offense. Danny Dimes has been heating up prior to his injury, posting 3 straight turnover-free games before going down in Week 12. ESPN's Field Yates has Danny Dimes ranked as his QB20 this week. Matt, higher or lower? Where you got him?
That sounds about right. I'll never start Daniel Jones. I don't trust him.
Okay.
But
even after 3 straight weeks of no turnovers?
It can't hurt the Giants offense. Darius Slayton has done nothing for 2 weeks now. As someone who has Slayton on a couple teams, zeros suck from your wide receiver, who was at one point a top 24 option. It sucks. I'll take Danny Dimes back for Slayton's production, but I'm not starting him. I'm not starting him in one quarterback leagues, and I'm probably not starting him in super flex leagues.
Wow.
I don't trust him. I don't like him.
Yeah. Sounds like you're just hating. You sound like you're hating. Not in super flex leagues, you sound like you're hating.
He wouldn't be my quarterback 2 in a super flex league.
Falcons offensive coordinator, Dirk Koetter, greatest name in football, said that Todd Gurley is dealing with a knee injury. Koetter said the plan was to strictly use Gurley on third down and inside the red zone, which would explain why the veteran was outsnapped by Ito Smith 24-22 on Sunday. Week 14 against the Chargers, Matt. Fantasy playoffs. You trusting Gurley?
No. Absolutely not. No, I trust Peyton Barber. I trust Peyton Barber more than I trust Todd Gurley.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Did Cooper Kupp just score? No, he didn't.
Coming in hot.
Is that hot? I mean, is it? Antonio Gibson's out. JD McKissick's there still, but someone's gonna pound the rock.
We said on the show before, Peyton Barber has a big Peyton Barber problem.
It's true, but Todd Gurley has a big knee problem. So which is worse?
Aaron
Rodgers. You can get a new knee. You can get a new knee. You can't get a new Peyton Barber.
Hmm. Scientifically correct. Science.
That's facts.
Aaron Rodgers completed 25 of 34 passes for 295 yards and 3 touchdowns in the Packers' 30-16 Week 13 win over the Eagles. Rodgers reached 400 career passing touchdowns as the Packers sprinted to a 23-3 lead before briefly becoming embroiled in a close fourth quarter contest following an Eagles quarterback change. Dismantling every team in his path, Rodgers has a hysterically soft Week 14 matchup against the Lions. Matt, are you a fan of Aaron Rodgers?
Love Aaron Rodgers.
The name every receiver he's ever thrown a touchdown to.
Greg Jennings.
Okay.
Devontae Adams.
Yes.
Alan Lazard.
Yep.
Robert Tonyan.
Okay, we're there.
Donald Driver. Yeah. Jimmy Graham.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
See, I'm doing better than you thought, I think. Equanimeous St. Brown.
Jason Sternberger.
Jordy Nelson.
Man, Jordy Nelson was fun to watch.
He's a sneaky guy. I didn't.
I set you up. I thought that was going to be your first guy. I'm really surprised.
We snuck in there. I don't know. Yeah. You know who we should be throwing touchdown passes to?
Who?
Allen Robinson.
No.
But Allen Robinson chose money and went to Chicago instead of Rodgers. What at Super Bowls.
Dastardly man. Dastardly man.
What do you remember this year when people came in and said Rodgers was done? There's a reason they drafted Jordan Love. Rodgers' career is over. They're going to get rid of him.
I have Jordan Love on multiple taxi squads.
Do you believe, like?
No. No, but I was not going to miss that opportunity.
Rodgers is the guy. He's a Hall of Famer.
No, you don't have to even say that.
Okay.
That's a given.
Okay. Who's better? Better. Not better, but better.
Brett Favre.
Rodgers. Rodgers or Tom Brady?
Oh, it's Brady because of the rings. If you got to pick one, it's Brady.
If they switch teams, does Brady have
would
the success?
Be Rodgers.
Oh. Okay, that's what I'm asking. Okay. So you're saying Brady's the system quarterback?
I think on a level playing field, I'm sure Rodgers is the better quarterback, but yeah, you can't deny that career.
I'm just asking. That's what I do as a podcast host. I ask tough questions.
Corey Davis is the 14th highest scoring receiver in fantasy football over the past 5 weeks. Davis has outscored teammate A.J. Brown over that stretch on the strength of a 113-yard day against Baltimore in Week 11 and a 184-yard day against the Browns in Week 13. Davis has drawn 7 red zone targets over those 5 games, 2 more than Brown. Davis has thrived with that red zone opportunity, converting all 7 targets into receptions, 1 for a touchdown. RotoWorld.com.
Stop. Yes. No.
claims that Davis could be one of fantasy football's most important players down the stretch. Do you agree, Matt?
This is another year 6 wide receiver breakout that we're seeing. Last year was Devontae Parker. This year, it's Corey Davis.
He's getting hot at the right time.
I traded Corey Davis week 3. For a 2022 third, Hunter Renfro and Van Jefferson.
Oh, you nailed it, Matt. Van Jefferson? Killed Are you it. Kidding me?
Killed it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a Corey Davis believer, but he's starting to shut me up.
Well, he's hot right now. You got to start him if you have him.
Absolutely. Just like Devontae Parker did last year. Devontae Parker won teams championships last year. Had a hot stretch. Got hot at the right time. Yep.
Didn't Derrick Henry pretty much carry people too?
Not last year, but a couple years ago, yeah.
It wasn't last year?
I don't think it was last year.
I think it was last year.
I thought he
could be wrong. But...
yeah.
Stephon Diggs caught 10 of 11 targets for 92 yards in the Bills' Week 13 win over the Niners. I only mention this because Diggs is now tied with Keenan Allen for the league lead in catches and went over 1,000 yards for the season in his 12th game. Diggs is well on his way to career highs in catches, which are 102 in 2018, and yards, which is only 1130 just last season, 2019. So Diggs is having a career year.
Can you just say that Diggs is better than Thielen, please? Just say it.
Well, I'm not going to say that.
You should say it.
No, I think they're both – I've never said that Diggs isn't good. I've just always thought that Thielen is a better all-around wide receiver. Diggs is in a much, much more high-powered offense at this point, I think. Dude, did you see the Bills this week?
Yeah. But, yeah. The Vikings offense is pretty good, too. Like, Kirk Cousins isn't a slouch. Justin Jefferson's taking off. Dalvin Cook, I would argue the Vikings offense is better than the Bills.
We do this every time I bring up either Stephon Diggs or Adam Thielen. You want me to hate on Diggs, I'm not going to do it. You'll sit there and you'll hate on Thielen all day. It's crazy.
Yep.
It's crazy. Thielen's a really, really good wide receiver. He's top-tier wide receiver material.
But he's just not better than Diggs.
Speaking Wednesday, Coach Zach Taylor ruled. You know, when they were on the same team, Matt, there were many, many weeks where he was better than Diggs.
Shouldn't have been. Diggs was much better than Thielen. That's what this all goes back to.
Speaking Wednesday.
Zach Taylor is a trash head coach. Go ahead. Tell me what he said.
Head coach Zach Oscar the Grouch Taylor ruled Joe Mixon.
Trash Taylor.
Out of the out for week 14, but said there's a possibility he plays again this season.
Shut up.
Don't know why.
Shut up, Zach Taylor.
Mixon hasn't played since week 6. It'll continue to be Gio Bernard, Samaje Perine, probably entry.
P. Ryan. Williams.
I don't care. No one should.
Probably.
All of which have been hella ineffective, by the way. The Bengals have not rushed for more than 70 yards as a team for the past 3 games and are already eliminated from playoff contention. This is just smoke, right?
They did the same thing last year to AJ Green. Right. Zach Taylor doesn't know how to speak a word of truth ever. This is another trash Nebraska former quarterback that is not doing well in his next endeavor ever. He's going to get fired. I don't know. The Bengals don't fire head coaches, though. How many times did Marvin Lewis deserve to get fired and he didn't? Zach Taylor, you can read articles about how terrible the culture is and how players hate him. Like, he's terrible. Get out of there. Bye, Zach Taylor. See you later. They're going to have a top 3 pick again this upcoming season. They can't even protect their number 1 overall pick. And Joe Mixon's done. They signed him to a big contract, and then he doesn't play this year.
Couple of 49ers stats that I – well, 49ers running back stats that I wanted to share with our audience from this past week on their tip with the Bills. Tevin Coleman rushed 2 times for negative 11 yards.
One of those was negative – his longest
Don't get ahead of me. Don't get ahead of me.
Oh, do you have that on there?
His longest run was negative 2 yards.
You do have that. I'm sorry.
After his second attempt, he didn't take the field again. Also, Jerick McKinnon – 49ers running back, didn't touch the ball a single time. Raheem Mostert and Jeff Wilson healthy.
I told you.
Those two are dead in the water.
Trash. McKinnon is there when Mostert gets hurt. Mostert's the guy. Coleman, not the guy. McKinnon, not the guy.
Yeah, I think it's very, very obvious at this point.
Pain. Can you imagine – let's play a game called Aaron Jones in San Francisco next year.
Ugh.
Oh, don't. Ugh. Are you serious?
Ugh.
You have Shanahan does with running backs. He's made Raheem Mostert look good. Can you imagine if he had someone talented like Aaron Jones?
Raheem Mostert's talented.
He's okay.
How dare you?
He's okay. They're system backs. Jamichael Hasty looked good. Like, stop it.
I'm not going to deny that. They're probably system backs. But Raheem Mostert is the best fit for that system.
I agree. Aaron Jones would be better.
My boy, I am so excited for this story, man. My boy, Ty Johnson, led the Jets backfield with 14 pass routes in week 13 against the Raiders. Frank Gore exited the game with a concussion after 1 carry, opening up snaps, touches, and routes for Johnson. He rushed 22 times, Matt. 22 carries in an NFL game for Ty Johnson. 104 yards and caught both of his targets, 13 yards. Fantasy governors might be able to scoop up an every down back heading into week 14 if Gore can't return for this week's game against Seattle. Ty Johnson, baby.
I'm letting you have your victory lap. You can have it. It's yours.
One game, all it takes.
You can have it.
I've been wanting this for weeks. I really, 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 really hope. No matter
what. You've been wanting this for years.
Just let Ty Johnson have these 3 weeks. Let him earn some kind of check somewhere so he can, like, get some carries and get some activity. He was buried on Detroit, where when they drafted him at a decent spot for a running back at the time, buried by Kerryon Johnson and just everybody else there, never got a real opportunity.
You hear what you just said? You talk trash about Kerryon Johnson, and they're saying Kerryon Johnson buried Ty Johnson.
Dude, when Kerryon Johnson's healthy, Kerryon Johnson's very good. Very good. I'll stand by that.
Okay. You can have your victory lap. Ty Johnson ran – do you know what he ran a 40 in at the combine?
No, I have no idea.
4.45. I didn't know that. I looked it up.
Ty Johnson's a little bowling ball with some speed, man. I like Ty
Johnson-ish.
What's that?
MJD-ish.
A little. A little. Ty Johnson is like, oh, I really, really hope he gets a shot here.
He's bound to suck it up this week.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Adam Gase actually came out today and said he expects Gore back this week.
Wow. Oh, God damn it, motherfucker. Well, yeah. Gore can watch Ty Johnson look like a young Frank Gore. How about that? The Athletic's Paul Denner, probably. Junior, said that A.J. Green will likely move on from the Bengals next season.
Oh, shocker.
After the team tried to force Green into the offseason game plan early this season, or the offensive game plan early this season, excuse me, he's fallen well behind Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins. On Sunday against the Dolphins, Green had his second straight catchless outing. Green could play out his final years as a third or fourth option on a contending team or a number two option on a bad team. Matt, the writing has been on the wall for a while now with A.J. Green. Are you seeing any value here as maybe a buy low, or are we just completely done?
I think A.J. Green gave up on the year early in the year. There's a team that I think makes a ton of sense to get A.J. Green.
Go on.
Do you want to guess?
No.
I think the Patriots make a ton of sense. They always do this. They take aging guys that have been good, and they just – it fits. They need wide receivers. Who's their wide receiver to?
Well, sure.
Phil Harry?
I think A.J. Green's washed up.
He could be. They'll take him on a vet minimum cheap deal and then cut him if he sucks. I just think he makes sense to go to New England. Like, that's like the perfect Bill Belichick wide receiver signing. Corey Dillon type, former Bengal, come to New England and play. I can't. You got any other ideas on top of your head?
No, not in my head, because it's like he's done. It's time to saddle up and ride into the sunset, cowboy.
Maybe he can be an analyst somewhere.
Have you ever heard AJ Green talk?
Yeah, but I'd hire him. AJ Green, if you're listening and you want to become a Dynasty Dad, applications can be sent to @DynastyDads on Twitter or DynastyDads@gmail.com.
It's very true. We will at least review it. Matt, kind of a hot name this week. Cam Sims caught 5 of 9 targets for 92 yards in Washington's Week 13 win over the Steelers. Sims finished second on the team in targets and receiving yards. He could have had a touchdown, but was unable to hold on to a well-placed throw from Alex Smith, of all people. Sims has clearly separated himself as the number two wide receiver in this offense. After Sims and McLaurin, Isaiah Wright was the only Washington receiver to see a single target. Sims now has 2 games over 90 yards in his past 5 contests. However, he also had a game without a target in that span.
How are you gonna poo-poo on Logan Thomas?
Easily.
How are you gonna poo-poo on Logan Thomas?
It's amazing how well Logan Thomas is working out as a tight end, though.
Did you see the game? Like, he looked good.
Oh yeah, he came to play. Now,
and Cam Sims is good with Alex Smith. Cam Sims wasn't good with Brandon Allen. Wasn't good with Dwayne Haskins. Won't be good with whoever they pick to be quarterback next year.
Well, you don't know that.
I'm telling you.
Well, right now, I'm glad you mentioned that. Let's go a little deeper here than usual with the name game, and let's play the name game with Cam Sims.
Okay, Dynasty?
Of course.
Just making sure.
I love when you ask that question.
Just making sure.
Cam Sims or AJ Green?
AJ Green.
This is going to get ugly fast. Cam Sims or Antonio Callaway? I had no idea where you were going to land on Cam Sims, so I kind of went all across the board here. This gets real weird real fast.
Probably
Antonio Callaway or Cam Sims?
Callaway.
Wow, Callaway, huh?
No, I take that back. I'll go Sims.
Okay.
I'll go Sims.
That's the right answer. Donovan Peoples-Jones.
Man, he had a good week last week.
Hell of a returner, apparently.
Yeah, I'll go with Sims.
Travis Fulgham?
Fulgham. That one's easy.
Really? Fulgham's looked awful the past 4 weeks now. We're like but 4 weeks
Jalen into Hurts nothing. Is coming, and he's going to make everybody look good.
Travis Fulgham looks absolutely garbage. N'Keal Harry. I told you.
Harry. This one's hard, but I love Harry.
Okay.
To Harry.
Michael Gallup.
Gallup.
Yeah. Nelson Aguilar.
Actually, Aguilar. I don't know if that's surprising. How'd you get these names? Are they same scoring right around the same?
I literally went to like the section on scoring where it was about like single digits for the year. I was trying to find decent names, and then I kind of had to keep going up, and I was like, wow, this is going to be all over the place.
Yeah.
Great, let's do it. Mike Glennon threw 10 deep balls.
Giraffe.
Mike Glennon threw 10 deep balls in week 13 against the Vikings, more than any other quarterback in the NFL.
I'm going to sling it because I don't know when I'm going to play again.
Glennon threw for 280 yards, a touchdown, and a pick in the Jaguars' overtime loss to Minnesota. Nearly 24% of his passes were more than 20 yards downfield, according to Pro Football Focus. In week 12 against the Browns, Mike Glennon was third among all quarterbacks in deep shots. It's certainly not unwelcome news for DJ Shark, the team's primary downfield receiver who led the Jags in targets in week 13. He gets the Titans in their horrific secondary in week 14. If you need a guy.
Stop it.
Especially for DFS, I think you can do a lot worse than DJ Shark. There's a shot there.
I thought you were talking Glennon.
No, I'm just saying, well, of course we're talking Dynasty first, but like I'm just saying.
If I thought you were talking Glennon.
You got a tight matchup. It's a flex. I think you can do worse than DJ Shark.
I didn't think you were talking DJ Shark. I thought you were talking Glennon. I'm like, no way.
Oh. Well, you'd have to – I don't think you're in the playoffs if you if you're actually starting.
DFS, though.
Maybe.
I'm not starting Glennon in DFS, no. Yeah, maybe. Looks like you like Chenault a little better. Well, the Vikings defenders that couldn't intercept the pass let the pass get to Chenault.
Right.
That's good job, Minnesota.
That's how that works.
Awful.
Travis Kelce caught 8 of 13 targets for 136 yards and a touch in Kansas City's Week 13 tilt over the Broncos. Kelce went over 1,000 yards for the fifth straight season. It was also Kelce's fifth 100-yard game of the year. The Broncos secondary didn't have an answer for Kelce, who scored the only touchdown of the night. Kelce has at least 8 catches in the last 4 games. Week 14 matchup with Miami. I know I'm not breaking news here, but it looks like Travis Kelce still got it.
I am glad I'm on a bye this week with Kelce and Mahomes, because I think the Dolphins are going to – I think they're going to surprise some people. I think their defense is going to be stingy, and they may not beat the Chiefs, but slow down that high-powered offense. The Dolphins are a team that are playing like a team. Like, they have each other's back. They want to kill Zach Taylor. I'm behind it.
Chiefs running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire
Let's go back. Kelce. What do you do with Kelce? Kelce's 31 years old, Dynasty League. What are you doing as a Kelce owner?
You're keeping him on your roster, and he's untouchable.
You're going to ride him until you're going to Tony G it and just ride him until he's done?
He could potentially have another 5 years in him at that position. Maybe not at that level, but we've seen Jason Witten still playing. Not very well.
I don't disagree. I'm just asking. I'm curious. It was something I saw online that people were asking, and I'm on that train too. I'm Travis Kelce's a guy that I will ride. And if you get a crazy offer for the guy, I would trade him.
And
I did trade
out
him.
Of this world.
Like and Darren Waller for Travis Kelce.
Well, that's stupid.
Or maybe it was three. It was multiple firsts and Darren Waller. So
very, very few players are worth that.
Exactly.
Chiefs running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire is practicing in full for Week 14 against the Dolphins. CEH is good to go after his Week 13 catastrophe, where he was active, quote unquote, but played zero snaps as an emergency option. In theory,
He was sick.
But he was still active.
Yeah, but that's not his fault. He didn't go make me active and don't play me.
It's still a catastrophe. If you had him and you've seen him as active, a lot of people lost their playoff hopes on that, on having him in their starting lineup.
Not his fault.
I'm not saying it's his fault. I'm not saying it's any of these guys' fault. Where is that coming from?
Okay. I think he's getting a lot of hate for something he couldn't control. Dude's a rookie.
Rookie.
Go pick on the little guy.
Oof, man, you were sensitive about CEH right now. In theory, a Dolphins defense that is more vulnerable against the run than pass is a good matchup for CEH, but Clyde Edwards-Helaire continues to have underwhelming days no matter the opponent. With the Chiefs passing and passing some more, Clyde Edwards-Helaire's running back two value is kind of on thin ice. Would you agree?
I think I'd like him in the RB2 range. But I think the Dolphins defense is going to step up this week. So he catches passes and Lev Bell does not look good, which I was wrong about. Talk about my boy.
I guess
Cleveland.
The Browns have opened extension talks with contract year wide receiver Rashad Higgins.
Boom.
Higgy went ahead and re-signed for the veteran minimum last offseason. The 2016 fifth rounder should land a multi-year deal after emerging as the number two wide receiver with Odell Beckham Jr. on IR. The Browns may look to get Higgy signed before the start of this year's offseason. Through 13 weeks, Higgins is on pace for a 34, 524, and four touchdown line.
Him and Baker Mayfield are tight. Give me all the Rashard Higgins. All of it. I love Higgins.
All the Higgy.
I told you I thought he was going to be their wide receiver one after Beckham got hurt. So I had high expectations for the guy. But what do they do with Beckham? Did they trade Beckham? They're better without him.
Yeah. That's a tough one. I don't know. He's such an electric player, but he just doesn't really show it.
And that offense isn't a pass-first offense. That offense is a run-the-ball, play-action offense. So Higgins seems like a guy that fits perfect. Landry seems to be okay. Peoples Jones will step in. I saw something that said maybe Josh Reynolds ends up in Cleveland.
Yeah, I saw that too. I'm not really sure about that one, but I don't know how good Josh Reynolds really is. I said it. I don't think that's a hot take.
Dude averaged 6 targets a week for the last 6 weeks, and then this past week only had 1 because thanks, Rams, because I picked him to be a renegade, and the Rams hate me.
Before we do your wrench on renegades, Matt, we need to I got a couple of headlines here that just are starting to break out about injury reports. Jamison Crowder was actually added to the Jets injury report on Thursday with a calf issue, getting in a limited session.
Cool. Are you playing any Jets besides Ty Johnson?
No.
Okay.
Let's see. Carlos Hyde was limited in Wednesday and Thursday practices with a toe issue.
How did you not talk about McCaffrey?
Well, Matt, maybe I was getting to it. Carolina head coach Matt Rhule said he doesn't expect Christian McCaffrey to play Week 14 against the Broncos. Rhule said of McCaffrey's latest injury, the one to his quad, that McCaffrey has struggled through ankle, shoulder, and now the quad injuries throughout the season. He was on track to return this week against Denver, but now it's very, very likely going to just be Mike Davis with another start. He's a solid mid-range RB2 option in PPR leagues, according to Around the NFL on Twitter. So,
do you, as you're not a McCaffrey owner, but if you were the Panthers, do you shut McCaffrey down for the year?
Yeah, well, yeah, you do.
Yeah, what are you playing for? Yeah, Mike Davis, who's been okay, you're not playing for anything. You're not going to win the division. Shut it down.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? Yeah, Carolina is dead last in the NFC South, 4-8. The Saints have already, you know, secured their playoff berth. There's no reason. You're done. You're mathematically eliminated at this point.
Might as well play PJ Walker more.
Well, I mean, they want to sell tickets. Well, they want people to watch, I guess I should say.
Yeah. That's true.
All right, Matt. Rancho's Renegades, you ready?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's recap. See, I look at this list that I have this year, and I'm like, oh, these are good names. But I remember when I did them, they sucked the next week. And nothing – again, Devontae Booker. Oh, my gosh, great spot. Playing the Jets. Going to tear it up. 50 rushing yards, one reception for 1 yard. Great, 5 yards. Not – I think people were expecting more. Last week, I said Josh Reynolds. Great guy. Pick him up. Averaging 7 targets a game. Tore it up. 5 games in a row. He's averaged 7 targets. 1 freaking target last week for 1 yard or for 21 yards. I'm watching the Rams game now. I've already watched Josh Reynolds drop a pass. You're dead to me. You're dead to me, Josh Reynolds. You're terrible. This week, though.
How guys get too much hate. How CEH is getting too much hate. Now you're talking about these guys being dead to you because you dropped a pass.
CEH is a rookie, and he didn't say, make me active and not play me. Dude wanted to play. I bet he wanted to play. I bet he was like, Andy Reid, Coach Reid, let me play. And he's like, no, go give me a cheeseburger.
Reynolds has only been playing since, like, 2015. Or 2017, actually. He's only, what, 3 years in? This is his third season.
He'll be a free agent after this year, yeah.
Go ahead. Continue.
You're going to love one of these Renegades, and you probably have never heard of the other one. So, Ty Johnson,
hey.
Your boy, rostered in 12% of MFL leagues. I bet you never thought you'd see the day where I said Ty Johnson as a Renegade. But as you said earlier, Johnson finished with over 100 yards rushing. Old man Gore had a concussion. Could maybe, possibly, I don't know, who knows, be out again this week. If he's out again this week, Ty Johnson's a RB1 in the Jets offense. So. There's an opportunity. Second guy. I'm serious. I don't think you've heard of him. Chad Hansen.
I absolutely know who Chad Hansen is. He's a wide receiver.
Okay.
Does he still play for the Jets?
No.
He used to play for the Jets. He was drafted to the Jets.
Okay.
Right?
Rostered in less than 1% of MFL leagues.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hansen was the shocker for the Houston game last week. He filled the Will Fuller role for the Texans and did it surprisingly well. Worth a speculative ad. Got 7 targets. Deep ball guy. At this point, someone in that offense has got to catch the ball. So, yeah.
Chad Hansen was drafted, again, 2017 NFL draft in the 4th round by the Jets.
And he's not on the Jets anymore.
No, but I knew who he was.
That's true. I'll give it to you.
I didn't know he was still in the league. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, plays for Houston and played well last week. And so did Kiki and Brandon Cooks. Maybe had another concussion, but he came back. So, yeah. Yeah, those are the Renegades for this week. So they're both bound to have a terrible week because
– they're on your Renegade list.
That's – yeah, I do that. I tend to – I'm the, like, curse.
Golden Bears alum Chad Hansen. He's dreamy.
How?
Dreamy.
I didn't even know he played for Cal. So
yeah.
He didn't play with Rodgers.
Sneaky athletic.
Okay.
Figure that's why you liked him. 10,000 followers on the gram.
Wait a minute. If that were the case, I would like Adam Thielen more than Stephon Diggs. And I don't. And nobody should.
10,000 followers on Instagram, by the way.
Oh, Insta.
The gram, Matt. We call it the gram.
Sorry. I thought it was Insta. I don't know. Is that what the kids are calling it?
That's the show. That's the news.
How are you not in any playoffs? You're none.
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it. But you know what I do get? I did build a gingerbread house this week. The first time ever. Never did it before.
So when you don't make the playoffs, do you like root for certain people?
No, I root against a lot of people. But that's like
technically rooting for other people. If you're rooting against,
you're not wrong. I dropped like three leagues already. So that's what I'm most excited for is like now I'm on the prowl trying to find out what I want. Get something.
You're going to add more. You drop three to add more.
Drop three. I'll probably replace it with another two or three. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Startups. I'd like to find another four sport league. So if any of our listeners are into that or run one or anything like that, I would love to join a four sport money league.
If you're a listener and you run a four sport money league, get this man in your league because he just said he hasn't made the playoffs in any of his league.
My basketball team is on point, dude. Don't even. My basketball team is nuts, top to bottom. Undefeated, like, tendency. 82 games, 75 games, whatever the
point. You need, like, two good players. You need, like, two good players in basketball.
Two good players?
I've never played fantasy basketball. I have no idea. Never.
The players on my fantasy. You have. Bro,
what's that guy's name? If you have Giannis and the beard,
like you could like name Jimmy players, chances are I have them. Russ Westbrook, Kyrie. I got Kyrie. I got Leonard. I got Zion. I got Ibaka. Blake Griffin's gonna make the comeback this year. Giannis. I mean, it's crazy on one roster. On one roster, Matt?
Sounds like an actual NBA team.
And your boy's got depth, too. Halliburton, rookie. He's on this roster.
I don't know who that is.
Tyler Bay is Bay.
Hero? Do you have any heroes?
No, I don't got a hero.
I
got Markelle Fultz.
Woohoo. I don't know who that is either.
Oh, man. Those are, like, pretty good names. Those are big names.
I don't watch basketball.
I know, but you're, like, a big draft guy.
I am a big draft guy. I don't know why. It's weird because I don't watch college basketball either. Only in March.
You're crazy. I'm so excited for tip-off. Like, I'm looking into, like, the NBA League Pass deal.
Oh, my gosh.
They haven't even announced what the price is because of it's a shorter season. I'm totally down to drop a $100 bill, getting all the odds out of – out of area
but games. You don't have the football one.
Because the football one's balls. Are you kidding me? You gotta either be with DirecTV or you gotta do the Red Zone channel thing. I don't wanna watch the Red Zone channel. I wanna be able to watch any game I want.
So get DirecTV.
Oh, screw that shit.
Or get Reddit.
What?
Get Reddit. That's how I stream Reddit.
I don't like doing the stream deal. I want to be able – you know what's perfect? I don't know if you ever done – I know we're running along. I don't know if you ever done – have you ever used the MLB's season ticket?
Yeah.
Dude, that's
an app. I'm a baseball guy. Yeah, I watch baseball games.
I know, but their app, chef's kiss, top notch.
Yeah.
Top notch. I went ahead and I subscribed for like a month for like to see all the games when that was starting back up because I was just so fucking hungry for sports in general.
It's great.
That app was amazing.
Yeah.
Amazeballs. I still have it. I stopped doing the subscription service pretty like after a month, but
you know why it's good? Because Rob Manfred's not involved with it.
Well, it's so unfortunate that the NFL has tied themselves into all these contracts that they can't do something similar because it would be gangbusters.
Oh yeah.
They could charge people more than any other league and they'd be fine. People would pay
buku bucks for the football one.
Yeah. Can you imagine living where we live in the Midwest and still being able to watch, like, I don't know, like a Rams game or something?
You know, yeah. So, like, 3 weeks ago when the Cowboys played the Vikings and the Vikings are in Minnesota,
yeah.
But we had to watch the Packers,
right.
Which are further away from us than the Vikings. Stupid.
Right. Makes no sense. Yeah. I should be able to watch whatever game I want. It's 2020, and we still got to deal with this shit.
Stuff. 2020.
Shit. It's shit. Goodell. Shit.
We're going
to this podcast rating. Has been brought to you by DynastyTradeCalculator.com.
Stop guessing. Start calculating.
And we will we'll catch y'all next week.
We out.
Thanks for hanging out with us on another episode of the Dynasty Dads Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes and follow us on Twitter at Dynasty Dads. Visit us at our website, DynastyDads.com, for articles, news, and notes, Dynasty Dads gear, and more.